Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's October 27, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released March 31st and April 1st, 2003.
Nazarene, we recently reported that because of the Kingdom of God's war with the United States, the angelic messengers were going into the dead zones in Iraq and actually helping the enemy forces. How can they do this? I thought those who haven't done evil couldn't be harmed by the angelic forces. Isn't this hard for them?
There are always some, Alora, among the good that harbor dark secrets, that are doing things that are improper, that are against the law of God. The angelic messengers can act against these, and there are also some that are willing to sacrifice themselves for the kingdom of God. Though that they are good, they hear the angelic messengers' messages, know what will happen if they follow their wishes, and willingly follow their wishes, even into death and even into great suffering, to serve the kingdom of God. These are the two ways, Alora, that the angelic messengers can act under these situations. Those that so love the kingdom of God that they will suffer for them, that they will die for them, that they will give everything that they have for them in their material existence, are those that the kingdom of God loves the most. And when they willingly go into situations like this and die for the kingdom of God and give their physical lives for the kingdom of God and all the joys and hopes and dreams that they have in that life, these are the greatest heroes that heaven have, Alora. These are their greatest warriors, those that will sacrifice everything for the kingdom of God, give everything they have willingly, and God loves them dearly.
You've got me almost speechless, Nazarene. Wow, just wow. And thanks to every one of them.
Their thanks is prepared, Alora. Their mansions are waiting. That which God has promised them will be fulfilled forever.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here, John Lennon and Demetrius, wrote a story, 3rd Platoon Christ Brigade. I highly recommend it. It is available at
www.voicesfromspirit.com/V19N7/links.htm.
This week's first question was phenomenal, Nazarene, but I really think it needs to be clarified. Are you saying that there are living people that know what will happen if they die in the dead zones and willingly go into them and die to serve the kingdom of God? That there are people that would endure such agony for you and your followers? It does not seem possible. It absolutely amazes me.
Yes, Alora, it is absolutely true. There are people that will willingly die in the dead zones to serve the kingdom of God and suffer the agonies that they will have to suffer there until the dead zones are shut down and all the souls within them released. Some people love the kingdom of God so much that they will sacrifice anything for it, themselves, their families, anything, their wealth, their health, whatever they have, they are willing to give it all to the kingdom of God. Nothing matters to them but the kingdom of God. They serve the kingdom of God with every ounce of their being, with every fiber of their existence. They give everything willingly to the kingdom of God and to me, because I am the ruler of the kingdom of God. No one could ask any more of any people than those who truly and absolutely serve me, giving everything that they have to give. That is the glory of God, Alora, that his people love him so much they will do anything for him.
Like you say, Nazarene, they're already blessed.
But we need more, Alora. We need more that are willing to accept the glory of God and suffer for God and receive God's glory in return. We need them so badly, Alora, and we need them now.
We'll be back again